Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. And friends, it is time to mingle with the stars. Let's see, which movie star are we going to learn about today? His name is Chris Pratt. Not sure who that is? Well, if you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, that is 星际异攻队, or Jurassic World, 侏罗纪世界, then you've seen this good-looking actor who's very fun to watch. The name of our lesson is Chris Pratt, funny man or leading man? Here's a question for you to think about. What did Chris Pratt have an instinct to do? What did Chris Pratt have an instinct to do? You're going to find the answer to this question very soon. So, open up your magazine, and let's get started. Chris Pratt, funny man or leading man? Being Chris. Though he played a chubby slob on Parks, Pratt saw new potential in himself when he finally considered serious, fit characters. I didn't believe I was capable of being an action hero until after I saw Zero Dark Thirty, he says. He then auditioned and landed the lead role in Guardians of the Galaxy. Director James Gunn saw a classic movie star in Pratt, but knew he had to work past his instinct to play for laughs. Chris didn't trust himself to just be Chris Pratt, and how desirable that is to an audience, says Gunn.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 chubby 这个形容词。 Chubby 如果用在形容小孩的时候是指胖嘟嘟的或者是圆滚滚的带一点可爱的意思。例如 All the babies in this poster have chubby rosy cheeks. 这张海报上的每个宝宝都有圆嘟嘟粉嫩的脸颊。或者是 Jason used to be chubby when he was a little boy, so he had a lot of nicknames. Jason 还是小男孩的时候圆嘟嘟的，所以有一堆外号。 Chubby 如果用在形容成人的话是指胖胖的。例如 Nathan is not chubby, he's buff. Nathan 不是胖，他是壮。接下来我们看 instinct 这个名词 ，in 这个字首有进入的意思 ，stinct 这个字根有刺的意思，所以 instinct 是指直觉或本能。例如 Billy has an instinct for knowing which product will sell. Billy 有一种能力可以判断哪种商品能够大卖。 或者是 When Chelsea found out she was being followed, her first instinct was to run. 当 Chelsea 发现她被跟踪的时候，她第一个直觉就是跑。或者是 All the firefighters' instincts told him to leave, but he didn't. 这位消防队员所有的直觉都告诉他要离开，但是他没有。Thank
you so much, Michelle. All right, let's get into this section called Being Chris, first of all, when you see that word being something or being someone's name, what does that mean, Rebecca, to you?
It just makes me think that you are somebody or you are trying to be like somebody, whether it's yourself or somebody else.
Okay, so how is it being Rebecca? Do you enjoy being Rebecca?
I love being Rebecca. I would not want to be anybody other than Rebecca. Because that's who I am, being me.
I kind of like you as Rebecca.
Good.
Yeah.
And I like you as Gabe, so please don't be somebody other than Gabe.
Okay. Well, you know, our lesson is, section is about being Chris, so perhaps, perhaps the idea is that Chris does like to be like some other people sometimes, or maybe he tries to imitate others. We're going to find out, okay? We read here, though he played a chubby slob on Parks, Pratt saw new potential in himself when he finally considered serious, fit characters. So he was used to playing these more kind of odd roles, or just like that word we saw yesterday, he was kind of a goofball sometimes, but now he wants to try more serious characters.
And he says, I didn't believe I was capable of being an action hero until after I saw 0 dark 30. And you see, of course, that word right here on the screen, capable of. If you are capable of doing something, you are able to do it effectively and very skillfully.
And I think that humans are more capable than we think that we are. Humans are capable of doing a lot. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Some other animals as well. For example, you know, fleas, Rebecca.
Oh, I do not like fleas. What do you have to say about fleas?
Yeah, those little fleas, tiaozao, they bite you.
Tiaozao.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that your kitten mittens doesn't have fleas, no tiaozao.
Yes, mittens does not have any fleas.
Good.
But speaking of mittens, mm-hmm. mittens is capable of climbing up my mattress when it's leaning against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Sounds like she's capable of doing some very naughty things. I was going to say fleas are actually capable of being trained. You can train fleas. They have little flea circuses.
Excuse me? Fleas are capable of being trained?
Well, I guess so. That's what it looks like when you see a little flea circus. But anyway, friends, we're learning here about Chris Pratt and how he is capable of doing a lot, okay? I didn't believe I was capable of being an action hero until after I saw 0 Dark 30, which is a movie he was in. It was about the capture of Osama bin Laden.
Ooh, interesting. I have not seen that movie. Sounds good, though. Well, he then auditioned and landed the lead role in Guardians of the Galaxy. And, of course, if you land the lead role, that means that he got the lead role.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
What?
Have you seen this movie?
Which one? Guardians of the Galaxy? No, Gabe, I have not seen it yet.
I got to tell you. He is both funny man and leading man in this movie. Yeah, it was quite a different action hero film because it wasn't really serious like a lot of action films are. It was actually very funny. A lot of funny characters. Rebecca, I think you might like Guardians of the Galaxy.
You think so? But mm-hmm. I saw some really strange-looking characters in the movie.
I know. That adds to the humor and the fun of the movie.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind when I want to go see a movie next time. Well, continuing on, director James Gunn, that's a nice name, saw a classic movie star in Pratt, but knew he had to work past his instinct to play for laughs. You see that word instinct? What's your first instinct when you see the word instinct?
Well, my first instinct is to talk about this word.
Yes, exactly. Me too.
Okay, so what is instinct?
I'm glad you asked. What is one's instinct? That is just the way people or animals naturally react or behave to something in particular. So, for example, when you see a bear, your first instinct is to run.
Yeah, that is true. What about cats? You have a cat. I love cats. You know, cats have an instinct to find sand when they need to go to the bathroom, right? Cats know exactly what to do with sand. It's part of their instinct.
They like their litter boxes. It's actually pretty cute.
It's cute, right?
It is.
Okay, well, friends, we did see the answer to a question here that I asked earlier, and the answer is that he had to work past his instinct to play for laughs, or Chris had an instinct to play for laughs. That means he just naturally wanted to act in a way that just made people laugh.
And we read Chris didn't trust himself to just be Chris Pratt, and how desirable that is to an audience, says Gunn. Well, I think it's time to run around. Gabe, why are you running around?
I'm giving you the runaround.
Ah, it's time to go to the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Ken. Welcome to Info Cloud. Hey, Carolyn, have you ever felt like someone was giving you the runaround?
Do you mean, has anyone ever made me run around in a field or on a track?
No, I'm talking about the noun, runaround. It means to give excuses as a way to avoid helping someone.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about. Yes, it is very frustrating when someone gives me the runaround. And that is something a lot of people experience. For example, if you call the customer service of a company, but they make a lot of excuses instead of helping with your problem, you could say, "The customer service representative keeps giving me the runaround."
Ah, yes, that can be very frustrating. Or maybe you need to talk to your landlord about a problem with your apartment, but he never has time to talk or doesn't reply to your messages. If that's the case, you could say, "I really need to talk to my landlord, but he's giving me the runaround."
Now, something to remember when using this word is that it's just one word, not two. Runaround, not run around. Also, this word is usually used in the phrase give someone the runaround.
一起来看 run around 这个字，注意不是 run around 两个字， run around 一个字。你如果查字典，会看到它有着借口、回避、搪塞的意思。其实 run around 就是到处碰壁。这个字呢，一般会用在这个片语 give someone the run around， 字面上是使某人跑来跑去，意思就是让他到处碰壁。有时候我们去一些公家机关办事，承办人员却把你像一颗皮球一样踢来踢去，让你一整天都无法完成你想做的事，你就可以说那里的人 gave me the runaround， 一直回避我，搪塞我，让我到处碰壁。要注意这个片语中用的是定冠词 give someone the runaround。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I hope you enjoyed all of those commercials. Friends, just be comfortable with who you are. Who said those words? Just be comfortable with who you are. Chris Pratt, the star of today's lesson. The lesson is called Chris Pratt, Funny Man or Leading Man. Well, here is a picture of Chris and Jennifer Lawrence in a very recent movie, Passengers. Chris Pratt is an amazing actor. We're learning so far about Chris Pratt just being Chris. What does that mean? Now we're going to talk about setting priorities. What kinds of priorities does Chris need to set? Let's find out. Chris Pratt, Funny Man or Leading Man? Setting priorities. With a Guardians sequel this month and Jurassic World and Avengers films next year, Pratt is keeping busy. But Pratt wants to devote more time to his roles as husband and father. "I'll have to prove to my son that he's more important to me than show business," says Pratt. Based on the merit of his shift from funny man to leading man, though, family man won't be a problem.
OK, 继续我们看 sequel 这个名词 ,sequ 这个字根有跟随的意思，所以 sequel 是指书、电影或者是电视剧的续集。如果要说明哪一部作品的续集的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,Sean bought all the sequels to The Godfather for his personal collection. Sean 买了所有这部电影的续集作为个人的收藏。或者是 ,many fans are anticipating another sequel to Star Wars. 许多影迷都在期待星际大战的另一部续集。最后我们看的是 merit 这个名词。merit 在这里是指优点或者是特点。例如 ,the article discusses the merits of drinking green tea. 这篇文章谈到了喝绿茶的好处。课文中提到的 based on the merit of 这个句型意思是根据某人或某个事物的特性或优点。例如 ,the company hired this candidate based on the merits of his excellent performance in his previous jobs. 这家公司是根据这位候选人过去工作中的卓越表现而决定要录用他。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this next section is called setting priorities. Are you really good at setting priorities? And what about you, Gabe?Are you good at setting priorities?
Well, Rebecca, you know, when we were preparing for this lesson today, mm-hmm. we had to look at our priorities. Mm-hmm. And we had to figure out what kind of words and phrases we wanted to talk about. And this is a good one. So mm-hmm. if you set your priorities, you're listing out what is most important in your life. So, for example, when you go traveling,You need to set your priorities. You need to list out what you really want to see and what you really want to do. What's most important?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So it's very important to set priorities when you're out traveling. It's also important to set priorities in your life. If you don't know what your priorities are, then sometimes it can be very confusing. Someone comes along and says, Hey, Rebecca, you want to come to the movies with me?And if my priorities haven't been listed out, I might just go do anything that comes up.
Well, that's not always a bad thing.
It's not always a bad thing, but what if you have one of your priorities is to study a language, and then every time someone comes along
and wants you to do something,
you say yes, and then you don't end up doing the very thing that you want to do.
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
So it really is important to set your priorities.Maybe that's something I need to do again. I need to go through and evaluate my life. I need to set my priorities and actually focus on those things that I prioritize. Okay? So what about you, friends? What areas of your life are important to you? You've got work, family, maybe different things that you're involved in, your friends. Set some priorities and focus on the things that are really important.
And we continue on in this section called Setting Priorities with a Guardian sequel this month and Jurassic World and Avenger films next year. Pratt is keeping busy. Now let's talk about this phrase, to keep busy. If you keep busy, this just means that you are doing a lot of different things that occupy your time.
And so if you're keeping busy, it's hard to set priorities, right?I mean, if I'm so busy, I don't even have time to think about my schedule or what's really important. Maybe it's hard to keep my priorities straight.
It can be very difficult to keep your priorities straight when you are keeping busy. Well, but don't get us wrong. It's not a bad thing to keep busy. I think it could be a very good thing to be busy doing a lot of different things, mm-hmm. getting all these different experiences, but it's also important...to have your priorities straight.
That's right. Well, friends, something about this word busy. Of course, you could say that you are busy. Oh, I'm very busy this week, or today I'm really busy. But if you're keeping busy, it's kind of the idea that you're doing that on purpose. It's like you're trying to make your life really busy, not just today or tomorrow, but for a long time. You're keeping busy.
And we learned something else interesting about Pratt.But Pratt wants to devote more time to his roles as husband and father. I'll have to prove to my son that he's more important to me than show business, says Pratt. Based on the merit of his shift from funny man to leading man, though, family man won't be a problem. And I actually appreciate that about Chris Pratt.
Yeah, that he's trying to focus on his family more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's take a look at this phrase, to shift from one thing to the next. That means you're making a change in some way. Okay, so for example, I think that Rebecca needs to shift from drinking tea to drinking more coffee. That's a good change to have for
Actually,
your life.
Actually, but the thing is, though, Gabe, coffee just tastes so terrible. Maybe you should be the one who makes the shift from drinking coffee.To drinking more tea?
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe.
Well, you know something, Gabe, thanks for the suggestion, but I do like my tea. But this actually reminds me of song sets. You know, sometimes we play music, like at Friday Night Live, and mm-hmm. sometimes, well, we do every week, but sometimes it can be difficult shifting from a fast song to a slow song.
Hey, you're right about that. Speaking of music,
mm-hmm.
I have a friend who loves to play jazz. He's really good. But right now, he's shifting in his career. He's shifting from jazz to pop. He's playing more pop music. Friends, use this phrase in some other way today. But right now, it is time for us to go and enjoy a Rebusque today.
I really like Chris Pratt.
Me too. He's so funny. A real goofball.
Well, not anymore. Now he's a sci-fi superhero.
Well, maybe he's both.
You know, when he was in high school, he said he would become rich and famous, but he didn't know how.
At 19, he was a homeless server in Hawaii. Circumstances didn't seem so positive.
True, but then he served an actress, and she enjoyed his liveliness. She happened to have a role for him.
And he became famous.
Well, not right away. The movie was never released. But later, he found himself in L.A. with $700 in his pocket.
And later, found stable work as an actor. He was on the TV series called Everwood.
And he developed the survival tactic of the playing dumb.
That habit led him to become a silly guest and then a regular on Parks and Recreation, a TV comedy.
Yeah.
Like I said, a real goofball.
He played a chubby slob on that show, but then he considered serious and fit characters. He auditioned and landed the lead role in Guardians of the Galaxy.
But his instinct is to play for laughs.
He didn't trust himself just to be Chris Pratt. He didn't know that he would be desirable to his audience.
I didn't know that either.
Well, he's keeping busy now. Guardian sequel, Jurassic World, and Avengers films.
And what is his favorite role?
Probably being a husband and a father.
So a funny man to a leading man to a family man.
Yeah, sounds like a good man.
You know something interesting about Chris Pratt?
Mm-hmm.
You know
what's
who,
that?
You know who his role model is?
Who?
Well, one of his role models is actually Jim Carrey.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Jim Carrey was the one who told him, you need to set your priorities. You need to prove that you actually do care about spending time with your family. But you know what? I'm really happy about this new movie that's coming out, Jurassic World. Part 2, this was the first one. Rebecca, did you see it?
I actually did not. It's not quite my type of film.
You got to see these movies.
Yes, I know. Well, anyway, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we can't wait to see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.